a really good morning. After my last blog, which was kind of a downer, I wanted to see if I could perk myself up and my readers too, just a little bit. So this morning I had breakfast at Sherman's Deli in Palm Springs, California. What a dose of fresh air. First of all, I walk in and the hostess says, "Sit wherever you want." How about that, I say to myself. Yes, indeed, I will do just that. I find a table near the window and settle in my seat. I'm immediately approached by a busboy asking what I would like to drink. "Water with no ice, please," I respond. "Also, I'd like a hot decaffeinated tea too, please." Today it's really cold in this neck of the woods, 54 degrees. I need something to warm me up. Then a little while later, a waitress comes by. She has a name tag on her, says Sharon, and then in parentheses says Shorty. I ask her, "What name do you like to go by?" I respond, "Either one," she says. I say, "Sharon, I would like the special." "The special today is French toast with two eggs and bacon." This is a big deal for me for two reasons. One, I am on an intermittent fasting diet right now. I'm not supposed to eat anything until noon, some 16 hours after my meal last night. By having breakfast at Sherman's, I'm breaking that today. Secondly, when I do eat, I'm trying to stay as close as possible to the keto diet. No carbohydrates. So no French toast for sure. Well, today I'm saying the heck with that. I'm going to treat myself. I need to get that terrible evening that I talked about earlier out of my system. "Sharon," I say, "could you substitute something for the bacon? I don't eat meat." Sharon responds quickly, directly, and strongly, "No substitutions." I could tell by the way she said it that there would be no negotiating possible. I got the sense that this was the way it had been for years, was now, and forever will be. As she leaves my table, she says, "I will get right on it, sweetie." She called me sweetie. Yes, sweetie. I have to admit, I was jolted by this. What a sweetheart, I'm saying to myself, to call me sweetie. Then I think to myself, if I had been with someone else at the table, I would have said, jokingly, of course, "How did she know? She just met me." When she returned with the plate just brimming with French toast and eggs, she said to me, "Enjoy, honey." Well, by gum, that got my attention too. I hate to admit this publicly, but by calling me sweetie and honey, it made me feel better. I liked it. In fact, I loved it. When she came over to my table again later to deliver the check, I said to her, "You know, Sharon, it's been a while since someone called me sweetie and honey." Do you know what Sharon said instantly? She said, "Stick around." Holy cow, how do you beat this? What an experience. What a way to start your day. What a way to try to dampen the memories of that terrible evening that I talked about earlier. Wow. I walked out of Sherman's feeling pretty damn good, thank you. And as if that wasn't enough, this evening I went back to Sherman's for dinner. I forgot that the items on the menu were very large. Look, I got an appetizer of herring. I got a tuna and avocado salad. And then, of course, I had to have a piece of their carrot cake. And the sizes of their portions are just unbelievable. As wonderful as the service was this evening, I did not get any sweeties or honeys. But there is always tomorrow morning.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit neilstrips.com. That's neilstrips.com. Like the podcast? Help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.